It's one of New Zealand's most endangered birds, the kakapo, worth saving. Probably not, according to Professor Corey Bradshaw, a mathematical ecologist at Adelaide University, who's helped come up with a new index to measure the chances of rare species surviving. He says with just 131 of the parrots left, there's a good argument for focusing time and money on projects with a better chance of success. The Conservation Department spends $1 million, including some sponsorship money, on the kakapo every year. Chicks are hand-raised and require round-the-clock attention. So, should we kill the kakapo? Here's Professor Bradshaw.
That's a little bit strong and not exactly what I said, but there you go. These things tend to get translated the most sensational way possible.
What are you saying?
What it comes down to is that around the world, we've got many species that, in all likelihood, regardless of the amount of effort that we put into them, that they have a much higher extinction risk by virtue of their small population size, especially larger species. And for the species for which we have most data, like birds, mammals, and amphibians, and reptiles, when you're substantially lower than around the 5,000 individual mark, you really have quite a large chance of going extinct by just random processes.
Processes such as?
Well, let's say a bushfire, a disease, a cyclone, or even an introduced predator. Now, we've shown that across a wide range of species that if you're substantially below this 5,000 mark or thereabouts.
Which the kakapo are, 131 birds.
Yeah, exactly. And there are many, many species in the same bucket, that they have a really elevated chance of going extinct, even with all the efforts that's being put into it. Now, the other component of this, which we don't talk about, or at least our index doesn't cover, is that there's no socioeconomic or other social aspects to the designation of a species as worthwhile, inverted commas. In kakapo's case, if you were just to simply say, okay, we're just going to base this entirely on extinction risk for that species, you know, an empiricist would walk away, wouldn't spend another dollar on the project. However, and I'll use another example, take something like pandas. Now, around the world, pandas are sort of an icon of conservation. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been invested in this species. And you know what? Putting aside a little bit more of their forested habitats and garnering the public interest and raising the plight of their situation has probably saved more species than it will ever save pandas per se. Now, in kakapo's case, you stick them all on Codfish Island, and you set up Codfish Island as a bit of a sanctuary. Look how many species that you're saving at the same time as kakapo. So kakapo actually represents some sort of icon or keystone species in this situation, because inadvertently you're saving a lot of others. So in that sense, they're highly worthwhile. If they can garner the public interest, if they can garner the investment, if they can highlight the plight of not only their species, but the habitats in which they live and all the other associated species, then yes, it's definitely worth maintaining and continuing as far as possible. However, at the end of the day, you still are looking at a species that has a very heightened chance of going extinct. And you have to wonder if all that investment and all that time and effort, and you know, I've been to Codfish Island, I've seen kakapo, amazing birds, and it would be a travesty in the highest proportions to see them go away. But at the same time, I don't want to see thousands of other species go away just because we spent all our money on kakapo. That's our point.
So is the area on Codfish Island worth putting all this effort into or not, do you think?
I think keeping codfish, free of predators. And New Zealand's led the way in removing predators from islands and restoring islands to their once original glory. But I think we have to go far beyond that. You know, buy 15 islands in southern New Zealand and just put them away instead of spending all that money on breeding kakapo. In my view, I think you could scale back a lot of the investment on the sort of the nitty-gritty of keeping kakapo alive and put more emphasis on keeping entire island systems intact.
So in a way, you've got to get the public kind of disconnecting a bit emotionally from the idea of saving particular species which are built up by, say, for instance, the Conservation Department, and with big corporates, it has to be said. They like backing these things as well.
And it's easy, you know, so you put a photo of a kakapo on your brochure and show your investors what you're doing and everyone feels good about themselves. But in the long run, is that the best use of your money? And if I were a businessman, I would look at that very seriously and say, that's actually probably not the best investment. I suspect that there'll be some upset people in the kakapo camp, as well as, you know, the hairy-nosed wombat people and that sort of thing. But our point isn't, you know, kill these things because they're going to go extinct anyway. But our point is that we should invest more wisely, I think, in our conservation dollars.
That was Professor Corey Bradshaw. He's a mathematical ecologist from Adelaide University. The Conservation Department says it's very